by your family, give him praise. Give him thanks because he's good. There is no God like him. Father, we sincerely thank you. We come to bless your holy name because you are good. Righteous Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Father, we want to thank you for the breath in us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It is you that gave us the breath, and we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For everything you've done for us this month of May, we say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For giving us food to eat, we say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For giving us clothes to wear, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For giving us shelter to live, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, that we have jobs to go to, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, for the children, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For our spouses, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, that you have caused us to be healthy, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we give you thanks.
We bless you, Lord.
We give you praise. And for the favor that we have enjoyed as a church, the Love Pavilion, Lord, we come to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Your name be praised.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, mighty
Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we give thanks.
Amen.
Amen. I welcome you to your year of awesome deeds in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Will you say to one another, look at someone and say to him, or if you are there by yourself, say to yourself, 2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
Will you say it one more time?
2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
Glory to God. Let's be seated with a big clap offering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe God is going to open a great door of opportunities for you today.
Amen.
God is opening a great door for somebody today.
Amen.
God is changing the story of somebody today.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I truly welcome you once again to this month that is about to wrap up today, tomorrow. It's been a very, very fascinating month for us. It's been awesome. The teachings on faith has transformed me as a preacher, as a teacher. It has transformed my thinking. It has transformed my mindset. Hallelujah. I believe just the way it's blessed me, it's blessed you graciously.
Yes.
Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for your spirit upon these words. Let it come afresh. For out of the abundance of my lips, I speak today, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Bless your people tremendously in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
On Wednesday, I said something, a quote from Bill Whiston. Anything that you intend to do in the gospel, anything, is going to take money, finance. Anything you want to do in your family, my own. Quote now. Anything you intend to do for yourself or your family, it requires finance. And in the kingdom of God, faith is the currency. I heard that from my father in the Lord long ago. In the kingdom of God, faith is the currency with which you purchase whatever you want to purchase. Your health, prosperity, honor, integrity, name it. Faith is the currency. So please, it is very, very important. If you are going to follow the world system will limit you and keep you down. It's called the Babylonian system. The Babylonian system will just keep you down. But God's kingdom is higher and superior to this system called the Babylonian system, the worldly system. And God's way to get what you need is true faith. There's no other shortcut. It is true faith. If you are going to get anything from God, it is true faith. And there is no limit to what God can do when you walk by faith. There's no limit to what God can do. I see you going all the way with God this season in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
We are concluding the teaching on faith this morning. And I trust God. I think this is part five now. Doing the impossible. Doing the impossible. Can I hear somebody say, I can do the impossible?
I can do the impossible.
Please say it with authority like you know what you are talking about.
I can do the impossible.
Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Let me quickly say here that the Bible says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That means faith comes by the word of God. Faith becomes strong by doing the word. Faith is sustained by praising God in the word. These three things are so important. Faith comes by hearing the word. Faith becomes strong by doing the word. Faith is sustained as you keep on praising God in his word. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Please, base your faith on the word of God, not on your feelings or your emotions. The reason so many people have failed is because they base their faith on their feelings, how they felt. No, you base your faith on the word of God, not on your feelings. The Bible says something that I want to bring to us here. Romans chapter 8 verse 16. It is written, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Listen to what it says. It says the Spirit bears witness with our spirit. The scripture does not say that the Spirit bears witness with our bodies. This scripture I just read to you did not say the Spirit bears witness with our feelings. But it bears witness with our spirit. So if you are going to walk in faith, it has to come from your spirit. Not based on how you feel. Not based on how you see things. No, faith is based on the word of God. Others may be going down, but because the word of God gives you assurance that you will not go down, you stand your ground, you don't think about others, what others are going through. You don't think that that will be your own way. No, you stand your ground that it will be to you according to his word.
Hallelujah.
Not based on your feelings, not based on your emotions. You don't base your faith on your fears. No. You base your faith on the word of God. Now, let me give us a quote here that I got from Smith Wigglesworth, this great apostle of faith. This guy is a great apostle. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. He had such a tremendous impact. You could call him an expert in the field of faith. And this is what he said. He said, I am not moved by what I feel. Are you believing God for something? And then Satan tried to deceive you? You want to go by feelings? No. He said, he's not moved by what he feels. I am not moved by what I see. I am moved only by what I believe. This is Smith Wigglesworth saying now. Speaking. He said, I am not moved by what I feel. I am not moved by what I see. I am only moved by what I believe. I understand God by what the word says about him. Please take note of that. I understand God by what the word says about him. I understand the Lord Jesus Christ by what the word says about him. He is everything the word says he is. I understand the Holy Spirit by what the word says he is. The Holy Spirit is everything the word says he is. Now, let me say this to us. You cannot understand yourself by your feelings. You can't. You can't understand yourself by your feelings. You can't understand yourself by the way you feel. Understand yourself as a born-again Christian by what the Word of God says about you. What the Word of God says about you is how that should become the measure, that should become the yardstick of who you are. What God says about you. Please understand. You cannot understand yourself with what you feel or how you think. That's why you see a lot of people. Suddenly they came today and they said they are not a female, they are not a male, because they felt. A male suddenly said he felt the way he's feeling. You see, you can't understand yourself by your feelings. A man just sat down and he was trying to understand humanity and he went to his emotions, his reasonings, and he said, man came out of ape. And unfortunately, millions and millions of people believed him. You can't understand God by the way you feel. Please, people of God, so put your feelings aside when it comes to faith. Put your feelings aside. You have to take God by his word. You are what God says you are. That is the truth. You are what God says you are. If God says that you are the head, don't say you are the tail because of the way you felt. If God says you are the head, and he said so in his word, blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Listen to me, people of God. You cannot win this battle in faith. You cannot do the impossible. You can't do the impossible by your feelings. If you are going to do the impossible, do it through the word of God. It is by the word of God. It is by the word of God you excel. I want you to understand it. It is by the word of God. Now listen to me. When you read what the word of God says about you, whether you feel like it or not, say yes. Say yes to it. Amen. Say amen to it.
Hallelujah.
You feel, the way you feel doesn't matter. And I want you to understand that. The way, what, when God says that you are healed, don't say, but I'm still feeling God, but I'm still, remove your butt from the thing and do what God says. You say, yes, that's me. I believe that's me. I take it. I believe it. I am what God says I am. I have what God says I have. It's not that I'm going to have it. I have it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You remember, I shared a testimony of us of a lady that was 22 years old. And this lady was diagnosed with melanoma cancer. And the doctor said that it has spread too much that she cannot survive. They have removed her reproductive system because of the melanoma cancer or something. I don't know.
Melanoma.
You know, these doctors, they have all manner of names for diseases. They've removed a womb and everything. And when they couldn't do anything further for her, so they told her that we are sorry. That's what they told her. That in 2 weeks' time, she will pass on. And she said, she didn't even bother with them. She just turned her face to the wall. And she said, dear Lord Jesus, if I die today, I'm coming to heaven. But I would really love to see my kid grow up. I really love to watch my daughter grow up. I want to take care of my daughter and do great things for you in the kingdom. That's what she said. And then she said in the night, in a dream, a man came from he just came into our room wearing white and said, daughter, everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. That's all the man said. And the man just went through the wall. So the next morning, the husband came. In fact, he called the husband and told the husband that she is healed. So the husband rushed to the office. I'm talking of 1957 in America here. The husband ran to the hospital. And on getting there, he saw the woman was looking. The color was horrible, yellowish, and every all manner of the color. He said, "I thought you said you were healed." He said, "Yes, I am healed. Jesus said I am healed, so I am healed." He said, "But look at how you are. See how you look at." He said, "This is what I want to bring to you. This is her statement." She said, "What does that got to do with it? What you see, what you feel, does not have to do with the word of God. Take it away from your system. God's word is the principal agent for your going further and further in life. So please, do you know that same woman, they removed her womb, her uterus, and everything. 3 years later, she gave birth to a boy. Today, that man is a great preacher in America. The mama is still alive, 91 years this year. Standing strong for Jesus. God will do great things for you.
Amen.
God will do great things for you.
Amen.
So please, take your feelings away. Take your feelings away. Get into the word of God. You are what the word of God says you are. If he says you are healed, then take sides with the word of God. If there's any choice, take the choice of God. It may not look popular, it may not look current, but I tell you the truth, it is the pathway to victory. For he said, "My ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts." His ways are always the best. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
As we conclude this teaching on faith, I want to share with you 4 important factors to remember in doing the impossible. 4 important factors to remember in doing the impossible. And I pray that you will do the impossible not once, not twice, again and again. You will do that which others consider impossible. It will become the current thing in your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Remember, it is the doers of the word that are blessed, not the hearers of it. It's not just you hearing the word. It is you doing the word that makes you blessed. Listen to me. The word of God is superior to the economy. No matter the stage that you are in life right now, no matter what you are passing through, God's word is your pathway to greatness. He has done it. He has designed it. Yours is to accept it and walk in it. And that's what I'm showing you this morning. Hallelujah. Number one, faith must be sustained to the end. You must, when you start faith on any issue, whatever it is that you believe, whether it's your health or your prosperity or for your spouse or for whatever it is, once you start faith, it must be sustained to the end. You don't need to slack in it. You stand your ground in it. You take your place in the word of God. Come rain, come sunshine, listen to me. The Bible says the flesh is like the grass. It will fade away, but the word of God will live and abide forever. So you stay in the word of God. Look at what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. He says, "Now the just shall live by his faith." The just shall live by faith. "But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. If any man draws back." So you see, a life of faith does not give you that opportunity to draw back. Because if you draw back, The Bible says God will have no pleasure in you. You draw back. No, you won't draw back. You that I'm speaking with today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you won't draw back.
Amen.
You will hold on to faith until the result came. Amen. Until the result comes.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
The Bible says here that the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, did you see that? If anyone draws back, you will not draw back in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will not draw back in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now you can imagine. You are doing what that which is right. You are praying. You are praying. Suddenly, because of what you saw or what you feel, you now stop praying and say it's not working. Who told you it's not working? Who said so? That's the devil speaking. That's not God speaking. You are a very good giver. You are consistent in your giving. And suddenly, what you were expecting wasn't coming. And you said, it's not working. Who said so? Listen to me. The word of God works, and it works effectively. The day the word of God stopped working, that means God has ceased to exist. The day the word of God stopped working, that means God has ceased to exist. And we know that's practically impossible. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
This is your time and your moment to shine.
Amen.
This is your time and your moment to shine.
Amen.
From today on, everything you put your hands to do, you will complete it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. The Bible says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak. Did you see that? That's why you must not let go of your faith. You must hold on to your faith. The Bible says, for at the end he shall speak. At the end he shall speak and will not lie. Though he tarries, this is where a lot of people crumble. When their blessing tarries, they crumble. But the Bible says, though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. I like that word, surely. It's a statement of emphasis, a statement of certainty. God is asserting to his word, yeah, very, very strongly. Is somebody getting that? Mm-hmm. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he said, though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. If you look at the life of Abraham, you will discover that his faith, he was such a steadfast person in his faith. He was steadfast. When he latched onto the word of God, so shall thy seed be, he held on to that word that nothing else matters. That word alone was supreme. He breathed that word. He lived that word. He was steadfast with that word. He was steadfast. You can see that in Romans chapter 4, verse 19 or 20. Abraham was steadfast with his faith. You know the truth. Where your faith stops is where the hand of God will stop. The day you stop your faith from acting, that is where the mercy of God stops. The place where your faith stops. So you must not allow your faith stop until you see the result. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Number two, our faith must always be coupled with patience. Somebody say patience.
Patience.
Your faith must be coupled with patience. It is so important. If you are going to walk with God, you need patience. A lot of it, for that matter. Amen.
Amen.
You need a lot of patience. And there's so much patience in the kingdom of God. It's just for you to see it and take advantage of it. Patience doesn't mean you just sit down doing nothing. No, that's not patience. No. Look at the word of God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Will somebody read that for us quickly, please? Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. I want someone to read it.
Hebrews
Is somebody there? Please read it for me.
Do not become spiritually dull and indifferent. Instead, you follow the example of those who are going to inherit God's promises because of their faith and endurance.
Read it again, please.
Then you will not become spiritually dull and indifferent. Instead, you will follow the example of those who are going to inherit God's promises because of their faith and endurance.
Because of their faith and endurance. Endurance there says because of their patience. Are you getting what I'm talking about? You require patience if you are going to do the impossible. Patience is very, very important because the enemy will come to tell you in the early stages. He will tell you this thing is not working. You better forget about this thing. It cannot work. Look, go for another alternative. No, you need to be patient with the word of God. The Bible says, let patience have his way. Are you hearing what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He says that you be not sluggard, that you do not become sluggish. You don't have to become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience, did you see that? Through faith and patience, they inherit the promises. You are going to inherit the promises.
Amen.
But it requires faith. It requires patience. You must couple your faith with patience. We must remain confident in the validity of the word of God. We must be confident in the validity that God's word is true. You see, when you know that God's word is true, you are willing to wait. When you know that his word is true, you are willing to wait because you are confident of the validity of the word of God. Amen. Look at it. Let me read it this way in the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 36. The Bible says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence. Referring to your faith. It is your confidence. Do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Verse 36. For you have need of endurance. Yet again, that's patience. So that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Did you see that? After you have done the will of God. So keep doing what God says you should do. Keep doing what God's word says you should do. Keep doing it. Don't give up. Don't become sluggish. Don't become lazy about it. Be tenacious about it. It's very, very important. Patience means tenacity. Patience, a patient person is one that doesn't give up. That's a patient person. A man who is patient. He doesn't give up. He's tenacious. He held on to the word of God very patiently. Holding on to the word of God. Believing the word of God in spite of contrary evidences. So please be obedient to the word of God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me quickly say this here. In the process of your patience, don't question God. Don't doubt the word of God. Don't ask foolish questions. If you must ask questions, ask intelligent questions. You remember Zechariah? Zechariah asked a stupid question. You remember Mary? Mary asked an intelligent question. And what was the result? One of them was dumb for 9 months. The other one was blessed beyond measure and favored beyond measure. Please, don't ask stupid questions. Look at Abraham, for instance. The Bible says, I want to read from the Message translation. Chapter 4, verses I think verses 19 to 20, thereabout, just a portion of it there. The Bible, talking of Abraham, he says, he didn't tiptoe around God's promises, asking cautiously skeptical questions. Did you see that? Oh, God, I am 99 years old. How will I have a child? This one, you said, we have a child, 99 years. And Sarah, my wife, she for the past 90 years of her life, she has been barren. How can it be? Listen to me. Stop asking, how can it be? That's not your department. I keep saying that. The how is not your department. You have your department. Work on your department. Function on your department. Be excel in your department. Your department is to believe what God's word says. That's your department. Your department is to stay faithful to the word of God. That's your department. The how the result will come is not your department. It is God's prerogative. It is God that has that department. If he chooses to reveal it to you, fine. If he doesn't reveal it to you, that's his cup of tea. But your cup of tea is to believe God. So Abraham did not ask cautiously stupid questions. You know, some people say, oh, you know, this is Canada. How can it happen? What are you talking? This is Canada not created by God? Is Canada excluded from the word of God? Is God not still God of the whole earth, including Canada? Please, don't ask questions that will make God angry with you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, he didn't tiptoe around God's promises, asking cautiously skeptical questions. He plunged into the promise and came up strong. Did you see that? That's why you need to read the Bible. He plunged. I love the word plunge. It's like taking a dive in the swimming pool. You just go into it. You dive into it. Not trying to touch it with your toe. You know, I remember when I was trying to teach my wife how to swim, even though we have not perfected that swimming exercise for a very long time. My wife was so scared of the water initially. No, you see, it's a plunge. You go in completely into the water. He plunged into the promise and came up strong, ready for God, sure that God will make good on what he has said. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Please pursue after God and be dedicated to doing his word as revealed to you. As revealed to you. Do it, especially from the word of God. Not revealed to you from one kind thing. No, revealed to you from the word of God. It has to be from the word of God. If it is not in the word of God, discard it. Discard it. It has to be from the word of God. And then your beauty will begin to emerge in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
Please, people of God, patience is very, very important. Remember the scripture we read in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. It says, at the end, he shall speak. He shall not tarry. At the end, it will show forth. So please be patient. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Be patient and be steadfast with God. Number 3, which is so important. If you are going to do the impossible, you must be at peace with God and at yourself. You must be at peace with God and you must be at peace with God and with yourself. Hallelujah. Please, listen to me. Let me tell you this. You know one of the ways you know that you are walking in faith? When you are not anxious about that thing that you are talking about, believing God for. This simple axiom text, just check. Are you anxious? If you are anxious, it shows you have not let it for God. You may have released some, but you have not released all. Because when you release all, you are just at rest. You are at peace. You are calm. You are sure. Rest assured that God will take care of it. Rest assured. Psalm 46, verse 10. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Did you see that? He said, be still. You have to be still for God to walk. If you are walking, God cannot walk. If one person had to do the walk, You either do it or let God do it. And how do you let God do it? Once you release your faith, be at rest. Be at rest. Be still and know that I am God. Now, we had a very unique experience in the Bible from Exodus chapter 14. Now, here was the army of Pharaoh coming behind the children of Israel. In front of them was the Red Sea. If they go forward, they will drown. If they stay back, the army of Pharaoh will come and destroy them, because that's one of the best army in those days, in their time. The nation of Egypt in their time had the best army, just like you have the United States Army today. The best army. Now listen to me. This is what God said. Verse 14. Exodus chapter 14. I want to read from the Amplified Translation. You know, when the people were so agitated, they ran to Moses. What do we do? Of course, Moses cried unto God. And God said, Moses, stop that joke. Stop crying. What are you wailing about for? Stop it. Lift up your voice and command the sea to divide and go through it. That's what the Bible says. I'm not the one that said it. He said, you Moses, tell the Red Sea to part way. And so with that confidence, Moses looked at the people. Verse 14, he says, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. You have to be at rest. Did you see that? The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest while he fights for you. Let's come to the New Testament. Let's see how Paul the Apostle, by the Spirit of God, penned down these same words in different ways. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6 and 7, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Exactly. Nothing. Just name anything you are believing for. He said, be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious. When anxiety is coming your way, say, no. I refuse you. I have cast it upon the Lord. I will not bear that burden. I have cast it upon the Lord. It will come. Look, listen to me. It will come again. The thought will, every time the thought comes, push the thought away. Say, no, Satan, you are not going to dwell in my, I'm not going to dwell on that. It has been, I tell you the truth, it has happened to me several times. I'll say, no, I'm not going that way. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not. He said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Of course, I've prayed before. So I said, Satan, I've finished that with God. No way. He said, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding will guard your hearts and your mind through Jesus Christ. Please, do not let anxiety rob you of doing the impossible. You know, some people say, oh, but if you don't worry, No, you don't have to worry about the issues of life. God said, do you know to be anxious is a sin? To be worried is a sin. A lot of people don't know that, but it is. When God commands you not to do something and you are doing it, is that not an offense?
Yes.
It's very, very important that you refuse anxiety with all vehemence. It will cripple your faith. Anxiety will cause you not to do, in fact, it will rob you of doing the impossible. It will. Please, people of God, I'm sharing these points with you so that you can run with them and do the impossible in this land.
Amen.
Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
You know, number one, I said that your faith must be sustained to the end. Number two, you must couple your faith with patience. It's very, very important. And then number three, I'm saying that you must be at peace with God and at yourself. With yourself. With yourself. It's very, very important that you be at peace with yourself. Because even if you are at peace with God and you are not at peace with yourself, it won't work. You have to be, it's just like after God forgives you, you need to forgive yourself. If you don't forgive yourself and God has forgiven you, you will still be looking miserable. You have to forgive yourself. It is the same way. You are at peace with God, you are at peace with yourself. It is the same way. And finally, rejoice in spite of what is happening to the contrary. Rejoice in the Lord your God. Things may not be going the way you wanted, but keep your faith and keep rejoicing. Because you know that the God that sent you cannot fail. You know he's a man of truth. You know God is a God of integrity. So because of that, you see, in your patience, you need to learn to rejoice. Not in your patience, you are sad. No. It does. You see, some people say, you know, they say we should be patient, so let's be patient. We're just, let's be patient. No. That one is not coming from your heart. That's not patience, in fact. You know, they say we should dance, so let us dance. Let us dance. They say we should clap our hands, so let us. No. You see, that's just a show of identity that you were there. You need to learn this factor. It was one of the strengths of Father Abraham. While he was waiting, he was rejoicing. Rejoicing in the country, even when things became contrary, he didn't bother him. He kept on rejoicing. Look at Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. The Bible says clearly here, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no fruit, no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no head in the stalls. I tell you, that's one powerful description to. I mean, just think of all those things. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? Just think of all those things. Yet, the scripture says, yet, in the midst of these things, yet,
hallelujah,
I will rejoice. Why? God's ways are higher than your ways and my ways. Somebody will say, but things are not working. Why are you happy? Why are you joyful? Because God said so. And God's way is the best. That's the way to do the impossible. He said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord my God. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Did you see that? I will joy. I will take great joy celebrating the goodness of the Lord. Glory to God. You can't afford to be sad. You can't afford to be looking like a deputy devil with your face so squeezed and so hard because something is not going the way you think. And remember what I said. You don't operate faith based on what you think. You operate faith based on what the Word of God says. It may seem like it is not working, doesn't mean it is not working. It seems it's not the same thing that it is not working. You may think it is not working, but that's not true. You don't know what is going on behind the scene. That's why I love the story of Hannah. The Bible says, after she poured her heart to the Lord in that petition prayer, after she finished, and the man of God said to her, go. And the God of Israel granted thy petition. The Bible says she left there no more sad. Nothing has changed. But she was no more sad. She was happy. She ate. The Bible says her countenance was no more sad. Oh, God of mercy. I love the Message translation. The Message translation says, God was behind the scene, working out all things behind the scene. I mean, now let me ask you this question. Did Hannah know what God was doing behind the scene?
No,
no, Hannah didn't know what God was doing. But God, so when something seems like it is not working, it doesn't mean it's not working. You don't know what God is doing behind the scene. You just have to be, that's where faith comes. With your faith, you trust God that it will be according to his word. So he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord my God. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Verse 19, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like the deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hills, in my high places, the place of abundance, the place of protection, the place of health, the place of your inheritance. Because you rejoice in the Lord your God. Are you seeing that? It is very, very important. While you are waiting for God, please keep rejoicing. Keep a straight, honest faith as you rejoice in the Lord. Remember, faith must be sustained to the end. It is part of sustaining it to the end. You are rejoicing. Glory to God. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. You know, somebody came to me one time and asked me that, do you have problems? Is it because you are always happy? Is it because you are not married? Then I was still single. He said, is it because, as if, you know, I didn't know then, but now, to marry, does that mean you now have problem because you are married? That is a wrong mentality. Rejoicing all the way. All the time, there's a song in your lips. All the time, there's a melodious calmness about it. It is very, very important, because the Bible says, because you do not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart. Joy and gladness of heart. He said, therefore you will serve the enemy. Can I hear somebody say, God forbid?
God forbid.
You see that? So you serve God with joy. You serve God with enthusiasm. You serve God with your passion. Not serving God and look as if he's one tax master, as if he's one wicked general you are serving. No, God is gracious. God is blessed. God is so good. You know it, so you are serving him. You put your everything in him. In excitement, you are serving the Lord. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Please, people of God, serve him with gladness. Let me close with these words here. And we are going to dance and celebrate God for his goodness upon our lives. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. I just love it. Two words. He said, rejoice always. Two words. Rejoice always. Always is always. What is always? Including the trying times, when it looks like it is not working, keep your faith high. I tell you the truth, God is taking you somewhere in this land.
Amen.
God is taking you somewhere in this land.
Amen.
I said, God is taking you somewhere in this land.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
And Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Rise up to your feet here this moment. Glory to God. Rise up to your feet, please, wherever you are. Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. Stand up, please, stand up. Let's honor God. Stand up. If you're on your bed, rise up from your bed. If you're on your couch, rise up from your couch. Stand up and lift up your two hands unto the Lord and begin to appreciate the God of your salvation. Come on, appreciate God for what you have had today. Come on, somebody, appreciate God. Appreciate God. Let's appreciate this God of our salvation, who has dealt marvelously with us today, who has brought these words to us today, oh, who has transformed our destiny today. What a God we serve. We serve a great and mighty God. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we declare. Amen. Just before we rejoice in the Lord, you see, it's so important to dance in the Lord. Just before we dance in the Lord, if you have not given your life to Christ and you are listening to this message, it will make no difference. Your life has to be given to Christ to matter to God. When your life is in Christ, you are very special in God. I'm giving you that opportunity. So you say you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life? Let me pray with you. Say these words with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins. I believe you came to this earth for my sake. I have sinned. Forgive me my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Father, thank you for saving me today. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that you are saved. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the glory of God will rest upon you.
Amen.
The blessings of God will rest upon you.
Amen.
The hand of God will guide you from this day henceforth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Please, if you got born again listening to this message, send us an email so that we can be part of your journey. Send the email to info@thelovepavilion.org and we'll be glad to continue this journey with you. Glory to God.
Amen.
Come on now, everybody, once again, lift up your hands unto the Lord.
Amen.
And just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Let's give him praise. The praise team will lead us in a very hot praise once again. And let's rejoice in the Lord your God. And as you are dancing, the angels will be going about fixing what needs to be fixed. And you get what I'm talking about? That which you have been believing God for, they are packaging it. It's on his way right now. It's on his way. I say it's on his way in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ of
Amen.
Nazareth. Come on now. Let's rejoice in the Lord our God for the next 5 minutes.
I will celebrate
my God.